going down the mountain. I don't mind the sun sometimes, it is a shame. I can taste you on my lips and stay in my face. Cinnamon and sugar and softly spoken lies. You never know just how to look. Fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can take you on my lips and tell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how.
Hey, that snuck up on us. Welcome to Thursday. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to when that song was going to end. Yeah, so here we are, Thursday night, with Jack and Xenophobe and Riff.
Yay! It's me, Xenophobe!
Hey, check it out. Yeah, you guys want to know what Xenophobe would sound like if he were a little girl?
Am I supposed to talk now? Okay.
Yeah, we found this really cool feature on this broadcast program. This is what I would sound like if I was black.
I'm going to shoot you with a gun.
Me too.
He's going to shoot you with a gun?
Yeah, probably.
That's weird, man. You know, because all black people have guns. Yeah. Just kidding. All black people don't.
Hey,
have
you didn't
guns.
Have any fried. Some of them chicken have knives. Collard greens.
You know, we went and ate at this soul food restaurant today. It was tasty.
I like shoes very much.
Was it like a religious experience?
No, not really.
Food for your soul. Did they serve you chicken soup?
They serve everything for your soul. In a briefcase. You open it up and there's just this sort of golden glow coming out of it.
I don't know. I'm not entirely convinced by that theory. I still like to believe that the case holds the diamonds from Reservoir Dogs.
Although, I mean, Mr. Pink gets caught at the end.
Yeah.
Although he didn't have the diamonds
on him. He didn't have the diamonds on him.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
He didn't.
Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine who I started playing the game recently. Hey, Lego, how's it going? Glad to hear you watching or listening tonight. I guess you don't watch a radio show.
We watch it from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys can't because it's internet radio. We have really good faces for it.
Yeah. I keep them in a box under my bed.
Yeah.
It's cool. I accidentally walked in on him fondling them once. And I was like, what are you doing in there, Riff? And he was like, nothing, Dad. Just close the door. And then he realized I wasn't his dad.
Yeah. And then I was all like, you all right? I learned it by watching you.
And then I felt guilty about fondling my own severed faces.
You're not my real dad.
I don't think I remembered to actually bring up the questions. Hopefully I flushed them.
Yeah, they appear to be somewhat flushed.
All right.
Wait, did you ever send an announcement in chat?
I did. I did an hour and a half, and then I did one right before a rollover.
All
right.
Well, good then.
Yeah. Looks like we got a reasonable number of screen pulls. Huh. Thistle the Mighty says, now that there's Count Bakula and the Beowulf, what about Franken-Benstein? his rare could be that you win Franken-Benstein's mummy.
Oh, man. I like Franken-Benstein. That's kind of funny.
Name Scott.
Or just Benenstein. Yeah, it is too bad that his name isn't Scott and his last name doesn't start with a B.
Yeah.
We're unable to stick to our theme there.
I don't think we've found a third one. I mean, I found a few that were like costume directors and prop guys, but
yeah.
None that anybody would actually recognize.
Like prop guys, just guys who always walk around telling other people how great they are.
Yeah, yeah. When they've done it for too long, sometimes they go insane and become mad props guys. Yeah.
Pimp Me Ho says, I was just wondering if you guys had ever heard the John Lennon song Meat City, and I was wondering if that song was any inspiration for KOL. No, I've never heard that.
Me either.
That seems like a weird name for a John Lennon song. Di Vernon says, I've just started to dig through the basement, and I think it's awesome. Recently, you said that you may put specific rewards at certain levels instead of stats. Possibility? Also, if that does happen, what would happen for people who are already past that level in their current run? Would you have to ascend and start over? There will definitely be something on that order. And as for what will happen to people who are already past it, that's a good question, and the sort of lack of desire to think about that is probably what has been the major contributing factor to our not having done anything like that yet.
Sarah, I missed the question because I've got I've just double mistelled in chat and I'm all confused. So what was the question?
He was asking about when we put stuff in the basement. Like, you know, if we did the stuff we were going to do, talking about putting in specific rewards at level 50
100
and level 5,000.
We were thinking about making an actual quest at one point to get to a certain point in there.
I mean, I can just do what I do with the ice cream, and then
just give people
a chute opens up in the ceiling, and then some stuff falls out. Yay, stuff.
Yeah,
whenever that goes live.
Yeah, I mean, it could also just be we could fake it. I mean, if somebody's already passed it, then they could just get the encounter in the basement and it not increment their level. You know, so because my main thing is not giving the people the reward so much as giving them the content, you know, that they would have missed. Although, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's not... I don't know. It's, we'll figure something out, though. I mean, you're not going to miss anything. We're not going to make it so you have to ascend to see something that you would have gotten on level 5 or whatever.
Grimace looks like a descendant olive today.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't, Do we have any way of,
No.
Advancing a day without actually logging out and logging back in.
No, I don't.
Well, I guess I'm going to log out and log back in then so I can look at that there moon.
Good on you, pilgrim. Partner.
Hey, don't call me partner. Call me pilgrim.
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 I drove all the way over here just to see Riff. Grimace does look like a like an olive or an eyeball.
Yeah, an extremely lazy eyeball.
Olive. Or an eyeball that's looking over the copyright date.
Yeah. Whoa, what the heck?
Oh, is it 2006 already?
I've been up here for so long.
You know what year it is?
Huh. Crine says, there's currently no Clover adventure for the Dungeons of Doom. How about maybe one where you find a bag of holding? It could be loaded with bang potions, maybe. That actually is not... That's kind of a neat idea if the Clover adventure gave you a bag of holding that worked like the large box, only had slightly more stuff in it.
I could do that. Yeah. I could throw in a reference about Bones Files or something. And it'd be like a 10% chance
and it'd be like,
cursed.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a roguelike, not an MMO.
we should come up with, like, some actual functionality or something to do with containers, because bag of holding would be a neat one.
I don't know. Bag of
pooping.
Bag of folding. You put your laundry in it and it comes out all nicely folded. I could use one of those.
Yeah, me
too. Yeah, me too.
I sort of have one. I just call it a wife.
Yeah. Oh, man. Don't call your wife a bag. That's not very nice.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually make her do the laundry. She does it because she knows what's good for her.
My laundry solution is I when I wash my clothes, they go in the laundry basket. And then as I use them, they go on the floor. And then when the basket's empty, they go from the floor to the basket to the washer.
Right.
And then the lotion goes in the basket.
That's right. Then I put the lotion in the basket, and I don't get the hose again.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hate that hose.
It really hoses you whenever you get the hose.
Oh, I know.
You feel all hose.
Could be worse. It could bone me.
Yeah. Could be a...
Then I'd be totally boned.
Yeah.
We saw this truck the other day, and the license plate was PWND.
Nice.
It was funny. We took a
picture of it. Did you take the license plate with you?
Yeah, we took the license plate. Sorry, I was trying to read this. There's this soda cab. We all went to the soda shop before the show.
Yeah.
The crazy exotic soda shop.
It was a good time joyride.
It was. Heartbreaker did not interfere with us. Nor did Nerve Wrecker. Cyan220 says, would it be possible to open Lucky Surprise eggs to get the prize without eating the chocolate so that Oxys could work on their collections? Huh. I don't know.
I remember that Riff didn't want it to be a food initially.
Yeah, because he didn't want it to be limited, because he wanted everyone to have everything for free all the time. And Riff still thinks the rares are too rare. But, I mean... The tiny plastic rares. The thing that I don't like about that is that that would mean that the way to work on your collection would be to go Oxy so that you could open 1,000 Lucky Surprise eggs a day. And
maybe when you're an oxycore, you can rub them against your skin.
And it hits spleen.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, then you could theoretically go oxy, or spleen 15 of them, drop oxy, and eat another 15.
That's true. Yeah, that's so abusable.
Yeah, I know.
Because you'd have an extra 15 chances to get a rare, and the rares are already too common. Bobette says, do you guys play Warcraft 3, The Frozen Throne? The actual game is kind of boring, but it's fun if you play the custom games made by other people. I played through it once, and it took a couple days, and then I just never picked it up again. I picked it up and reinstalled it a few weeks ago because I kind of wanted some... I wanted to see, like, some of the backstory to World of Warcraft, but I made it through the human campaign, and then I was like, I'm tired of this.
I've not been just appreciative of real-time strategy for a long time. I don't know, I'm just sort of burnt out on it.
I played through the first third of Rise of Legends. That was kind of cool. But then by the difficulty ramped up a lot for the second campaign, and so I was like, and I put it down. Oh, and then I got... I'd been trying to buy this through fucking Steam for the last 2 days, but I went finally to Best Buy because of Valve's revolutionary digital content delivery system which just doesn't actually allow you to buy their games. Like, every time I try to buy something on Steam, I go in there and it's like, hey, check out this game we're trying to sell you by flashing an advertisement in front of you. And I'm like, I like things that flash, I want this. And I click on it and it's like, page not found. It was like that for 3 days. And I'm like, God. So I just drove to the store, so now I have the DVD-ROM for no reason for something that I could have just as easily downloaded. Same price, even. Although, supposedly, it's cheaper, like, at Target, but I didn't know that they
had. I prefer to buy hard copies of software rather than paying for downloads anyway, just because I'm afraid that something's going to happen where I'm forced to wipe my drive and then I'll lose it all.
Well, with Steam, you buy a license, and then as long as you have your Steam account, you can just re-download it. Like, I tried to install Half-Life 2, but one of the discs had, like, gone bad or gotten scratched or something. I couldn't... the installation aborted, but then when I
connected... Was it a bad egg?
When I connected, it just automatically re-downloaded the original one for me.
Cool.
Because it knew that I owned it, which was cool.
Yeah. If the Wii virtual console thing is... works out to be pretty good, I'll probably spend a fair chunk of change getting ROMs for that.
Is that actually, like, are they planning on making everything available, or just...
I don't know, I hope so. It seems like they have the capability to, because the console itself is wireless, so it can just, you know, patch into the network, and then...
Are they doing everything up onto the N64?
I have no idea.
Because, I don't know, I mean, it's...
That would be pretty cool.
It also, you know, I wonder how much it's going to cost. It's like,
yeah.
You know, they decided that the price point for the original Legend of Zelda... a couple years ago was $20.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not paying $20 a piece for NES games, but I would buy... You know, I wouldn't pay $20 for a single one,
yeah,
but I would buy 100 if they were $1 each.
Yeah.
I saw a price somewhere, and I don't remember what it was. It wasn't that cheap, but it was on the order of, like, $5 to $8 or something.
Yeah. I mean, I'd buy a handful of games. I'd buy a handful of NES games for $5 each.
Yeah.
I'd probably buy, like, Chrono Trigger and Secret of...
Probably what'll happen is, once it starts up, they'll eventually change the prices based on what games prove to be wanted the most.
Yeah. I would still, though, especially with something like Chrono Trigger, I can't play console RPGs without cheating. Like, it's just... I just do not have the patience.
Huh.
So, I mean, like, I just pretty much find the GameShark code for, like, always critical hit or whatever, and that's enough for me to be able to make it through most stuff, you know? It's like, I don't want to invest a half an hour into this game and get killed. If, like, the first time I lose a half an hour of gameplay, that's when I stop playing some console game. And so, it's like...
I got, the Mac version of Indiana Jones and the Emperor's Tomb, and it turned out to be kind of combat intensive, and the camera is so jittery and the controls are so soft that it makes combat such an amazing pain in the ass that I almost, like, totally gave up on the game after, like, the first level. But I managed to find, like, instructions online of, like, which application package to open and which file to alter to give you to give yourself infinite life. So, I mean, but it's just, I don't know, it seems wrong that you should have to do that kind of thing.
Yeah. I know that the first, I forget what they call it, Quest for Glory, which used to be Heroes Quest, but then they changed it because of some potential copyright issue. But in that game, my computer was really slow and couldn't handle the combat, so I basically played the game. I had to spend just hours. There were, like, these things that you could repeat to, like, level up your stats. Like, if you just, like, there was this target laid up against a wall that you could throw daggers at, and it would improve your dagger throwing skill. And I just spent hours throwing daggers at this thing and then going to get them, and then throwing them and then going to get them, and throwing them and going to get them, so that I could get my stats up enough that I could survive, like, fighting a rat on my slow-ass computer.
Oh,
because
dude,
the combat was so sluggish, and it just sucked. I was never able to really get anywhere in the game because I was so bad at the combat. Yeah. So, I'd like to play that, but I'd like to cheat through it. Dear Asymmetric, why are the Curative Nostrum and Fizzy Invigorating Tonic so expensive? As they can only be used out of combat, shouldn't they be the cheapest restorers? Well, we tried to make them just barely more expensive than the most efficient out of combat. The thing is, the restorers that you can use in combat... Well, okay. I had thought, and maybe we actually fixed this, though I don't know. I had thought that the cheapest Dot Galactic was actually the best bang for the buck hit points for meat.
It was never.
It was not, but is it now?
Nothing has changed.
Really?
Nothing has changed.
Huh. And it turns out it was the second one, but that was just a vagary of the arithmetic, and I got it wrong. Because what you're paying for on the high-end ones is the ability to restore more at once in combat. The most efficient thing to do. You know, what I probably ought to do
is remath those?
No, I mean, the fact that the de facto best way to get MP is to buy soda water is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for that to be so annoying and complicated.
I think Bashy was going to love you if you continue down this train of thought.
I mean, so you know, maybe what we should do is make it so getting the restoratives at Dot Galactic
is cheaper than soda water?
Not cheaper, but exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Well, the problem is that soda water is so variable. It's 3 to 5 for 70, so...
So, I mean, they wouldn't pay 4 each?
Yeah, but it's... maybe I'm thinking about this wrong.
Or rather, they wouldn't pay, you know, 70 neat for 4 hit points?
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't think they...
Like, right now you can pay 60 meat for 9 hit points.
Okay.
And not to say that you should be able to restore MP more cheaply than HP, but...
See, I feel like MP should be more expensive than HP.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, maybe we need to look... Because the thing is, it's aggravating and annoying and kind of dumb that's the way to get MP is by buying soda water. I mean, it was nice
well,
that there was...
Well, technically, the way you get MP is by resting, but nobody's willing to do that.
Yeah, that's something that I guess... I mean, I feel like new players rest all the time. I feel like people who aren't power gamers rest all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how they get their HP and MP back.
That's how I do it.
I mean...
I use purple snow coats.
Yeah.
But that's not an option for
everyone. You know, and I can see how, you know, resting is like the least fun way to use a turn. We need to write a lot more dreams.
Yeah, maybe if we made more dream content, it would be worth it. Like, yeah. Some stuff that can... Some more of the stuff that actually has effects.
I mean, I don't want them to be too great, but just to not totally suck, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're free. I guess, you know, it seems like there are times when the MP that you would get back from a turn, I mean, that a turn would not be worth what it would cost to get back the MP that you'd get by resting, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, maybe that's just not ever true. I mean, I guess competitive hardcore people never rest. Competitive
never.
Softcore people never rest.
Yeah.
So, I just...
Normally, one can either pull the meat in softcore or stasis, or just simply have the bitten or symbol playing monkey, or and bank skills to just make enough meat or exploit the bugs in the game or whatever you want to call it, to not have to rest.
I mean, you know, I don't want resting to just become another zone where you get stuff back, you know. But I mean, I don't know. You know, we were talking about that class skill that lets you regenerate just a shitload of mana once a day, which I think is cool and is not that big of a deal.
It.
I mean, just what's that?
I wasn't around for this conversation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just because if we end up doing, you know, skills as rewards for one part of a guild quest, then we got to come up with skills for each class. And I was thinking that, like, sorcerers would get something that was kind of... It was inspired by the evocation skill that mages get in World of Warcraft, which just... It's got kind of a long cooldown time, but it lets them just regenerate a shitload of mana all at once. And so we were just thinking, like, some skill that you could use once a day, or, I mean, once every 100 turns or something, that just gave you, like, 200 to 300 mana back.
Armax suggests we bring back the beat.
Yeah.
Why was the beat removed?
It was too fat.
Yeah, the beat was way too fat. I decided to turn the beat around, and when I turned it around, the fact that it was two-dimensional means I just couldn't see it.
And then you dropped it.
I lost it, yeah. Then I dropped it. let's see. Cyan220 says, also, I'm the proud owner of the new generation Prius. I heard the original models did have battery issues. The new ones are pretty solid. Not to mention that if you get the extended warranty, you probably never have to worry about the battery. I once drove from Santa Barbara to San Diego and back 8 hours without having to refill it. Evan Rage Nilly, no, Evil Rage Nilly says, no, he doesn't. I'm sorry. That was, never mind. Ron says, Led Zeppelin may be overrated, but you cannot deny the awesomeness of Achilles' Last Stand. It could be awesomer if they used possessives. No, it could only be awesomer if they used possessives. I've never heard Achilles' Last Stand.
Me neither.
Bunny Bandler says, it seems like you guys always refer to new paths as something core, like familiar core or awesome core. Could you take it and not go hardcore? Not that I would do that. We only ever refer to one thing as anything core, and that's hardcore.
Yeah.
I mean, softcore was kind of made up by the community.
Yeah.
Familiar core is not something that I've ever said, except in reference to someone else saying it. Awesome core or not. I mean, the new
I think I suggested deathcore at one point.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a memetic naming system that just sort of sprung up.
Yeah.
Bunny Bandler says, could you get Phoenix or Nama to record their shows? It sounds awesome. Tits and tips are always nice, but I need to be recorded. But I need it to be recorded to listen to it. I can't stay up until 1 a.m. I would like to have recordings of it too, but I can't do it from where Phoenix and I are when that happens. And I don't know if Nama can either, because she uses Winamp to broadcast instead of Sam, and Winamp, I don't know that it has some way to natively record stuff. I think somebody might record it. I mean, out of the, you know, there have been over 100 listeners at times, so I mean, I feel like somebody maybe records it, maybe. Spleenmaster says, also, what's the deal with the Badger's random animation? It's not random.
Go to www.badgerbadgerbadger.com to see why that's there.
Bobette says, there should be a skill that allows you to use two familiars at once.
No.
Thought about that a long time ago. Yeah. And then we thought about a skill that lets you switch familiars mid-combat.
Yeah, that was going to be one of the Turtle Tamer ones. But, yeah, that would pretty much mean that, yeah.
Yeah.
Something bad. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Fred Levi says, Jick, 87 adventures wasted trying to be known forever as someone who found something, only to have it blow up. Yeah, sorry.
Them is the breaks, I would say.
Fred Levi asks,
if you'd only spent 13 more, you'd have had ice cream.
It's true. Fred Levi says, is that Three Amigos trophy the Insta-trophy you've been talking about? Yes. The trophy that requires you to, you know, spend meat on something is the trophy that I'm talking about that you can do the first thing after you create an account without playing a single turn or doing anything.
You should have just said yes and left it alone. Then people would have shut up about it.
In case you... For the sarcastically deficient, he's lying.
Damn it, Riff, you don't know from fun.
Glebe says, thanks for the Spanish Fly mini quest. You're welcome for the Spanish Fly mini quest, even though it really had very little to do with me. I drew the fly trap and the fly. That was all, that was the entirety of my contribution to that that little Tuesday edition.
I wonder if that's helping out anyone.
I don't know.
There's one person in the forums who just thought it was the worst thing ever because they weren't tradable. But other than that,
yeah, and I know there were a lot of people complaining that they were useless to teetotalers.
Well,
I mean, yeah, it's.
I don't mean.
Every time I go to the grocery store, I'm like, God damn it! You need to come up with some way for me to use these tampons, or you shouldn't sell them.
You can't drop penis, path.
What?
Whoa. I guess you can. Could, but...
we wouldn't need a tampon after.
We've got an adventure for that in the back alley.
Here we do, I guess.
Count D says, can there please be something that highlights your name in chat? I believe there is actually a Grease Monkey script that was just posted in the forums that will highlight anything in chat.
Maybe one of these days when I'm just bored off of my rockers or off my goiters, I will add that.
You're rocking on your goiters?
Yeah. They're around.
Huh. Yeah. Cyan220 says, hey, Reverb Crew, I'm trying to hit 15 so I can check out the DB stuff, but with everything going on right now, should I wait a while before ascending? Not a speed gamer and do hardcore runs, so it would take a while to amass stats money to participate in any short live things that may be approaching.
For things that are coming soon, you may feel free to ascend as much as you want. It will not affect your ability to participate.
At least things that are coming in the next 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
The next couple weeks, I don't know. you know.
Low rates, percent signs.
Cyan220 says, by the by, thanks to whoever wrote the super awesome fly content. I love me some Little Shop of Horrors. Thanks also to whoever wrote the awesome super fly content. Spleen Master says, Mae West with a fly in it in the mall. Is this supposed to be?
There was a bug with the Adam Spindler that was entering quality incorrectly. And I think that's just left over from when that was happening about a week or two ago.
Was it? Wait, is that item not supposed to be tradable? Or?
Yeah, it's a gift item because it has a fly in it.
Oh.
Because it was made with the magical ice cubes with a fly in them.
I see. Okay. So well, how would the quality bug allow you to put that in there?
It was due to the way the item spindler was automatically filling that out. It was either the size of the Pontiac. Oh, because I think I cloned the items, and I forgot to edit. No, it was the size that I forgot to edit, not the quality.
Oh.
I just screwed up with that. I think it's because I was trying to set it from 3 to 0, and the item spindler was like, that's not a 0, that's blank, and just didn't change it.
Right.
So it was all screwed up like that.
Someone else says, there's all these weird pirate names beginning with S. Why isn't there a scurvy pirate?
They don't have scurvy.
Because they're dead.
Yeah.
That's the pirate that decomposed.
They're so close to the hippie store that they...
They can just be like, yarr, I gave an orange.
Give me some oranges and lemons.
And some raspberries.
Or if they were from Jersey, they'd be like, oranges. Fred Levi says, I do like how you only use animation for rare monsters and items. It makes them that much more special.
Yep. That's generally the sentiment. Yeah.
Actually, also, the theory is that they're way more work than I want to do for everything. Faceless Schmuck asks if there are any ultra rares that haven't been discovered yet, and if so, how many? Seven. Just kidding. Gleeb says, how about the Gourd Keeper telling you how many items you need to collect for the next potion, a la the Trapzor and Goat Cheese?
I added the Goat Cheese thing a while back because Mr. Skullhead was like, I want to read out those Goat Cheese. And I'm like, nah. And I just sort of fell on my face, hit the keyboard, and hit the exact sequence of keys that it needed to do that.
Wow, right. What are the odds?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that the guy tells you how many he needs.
I think he wants to read it like, you have X, you need Y.
Oh.
Which, to me, is odd because it takes more work to get to the Gourd Captain than it does to get to your inventory.
Well, but I guess if you're not paying attention to how many you need, you have to go both places.
Yeah.
Which is going to take more clicks than going to either, just innately. Yeah.
It's tough when you have to click in this game. I feel for you.
Yeah. Probably somebody will write a Grease Monkey script for it. We don't have to do any interface work for the rest of the time that the game exists because everything that people ask us for. Did you see? I actually saw, and, you know, this is nice, and this is the kind of thing that I would want if I played, but it's not the kind of thing I want there for everybody. Everybody is always asking, you know, can we please have a drink link when you cocktail craft something?
And then there's that Grease Monkey script.
There's a Grease Monkey script that just does it. When items drop, it gives you, like, a use, a put in the mall, or whatever. And that's cool. I mean, if somebody wants that, I have no problem, you know, like, with them writing basically a little helper for them to do it. I would absolutely not ever put that in there for everybody because it's super cluttered. But if you don't care, you know.
Yeah. It's just, like, if we did something like that, it would be off by default, one. And then, B, we would probably just not do it because we didn't think it was worth the work. But if someone else wants to do it with the Grease Monkey scripts, you know, hey.
Plus, I mean, there's only so much of that stuff you can add before we've basically got progress quest.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to have to actually go to your inventory to manipulate your items because it provides more of a sense of
existence.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want KOL to be progress quest, there appear to be people who will hook you up with the needs to make it progress quest. But for the rest of us who want to, you know, not play progress quest.
Inari says capiche is still spelled wrong.
I spelled it the way you told me to. It's like I've seen four different spellings.
She
I don't know which one is right.
Yeah, I don't know either. She says it's S-C-E. It hasn't ever been that.
I changed it to what Armax said.
I've seen four different spellings, and everyone says that everyone else is wrong. I don't think
maybe we should just spell it like C-A-P-E-E-S-H, like it sounds.
So, yeah.
Well, let's just spell it with
Google.
Random
Google has, like,
oh, there we go.
Several million SCEs and only 112,000 CEs, although Urban Dictionary has it as the A-P-I-C-E.
Which means fucking someone in the
fuck
clit.
Fuck someone in the clit, yeah. There's also two that are... There's a different one that's spelled the other way that's also to fuck someone in the clit.
I think we just leave it alone and let people bitch about it for
Yeah, it won't be there that much longer anyway.
Yeah, we're going to nuke the penguins from orbit. From orbit on another planet. With a nuke.
Aw, the jickball definition is gone.
Damn it. You have to put it back as fucking someone in the clit.
No. The in the game of jickball, the jick is the... No, it is still there. I'm sorry. It was a second definition of it. In the game of jickball, the jick is the player currently in fourth place out of four. The jick must retrieve the goddamn from the Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I just...
We should play that sometime.
We should.
Sounds like Calvin Ball.
Like Calvin Ball, yeah.
with more profanity.
001 says, your impressions of Asian people, Chris Rock, and Phil Collins are unique, but I think you should just stick to being jick.
Oh, come on.
You know, if you think that black people are the same as white people, it's all a pack of rye's. That was my impression of Chris Rock, Phil Collins, and an Asian person. Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of which, I saw UHF the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think my favorite part of the movie is surprise!
Yep. Today on Raoul's Wild Kingdom, we're going to see if we can teach poodles how to fly.
I still have to watch that. Yeah, I watched Lost Skeleton of Cadavera last night.
Riff was laughing so hard I could hear him through the walls. So
the dialogue was priceless.
I guess I just expected it to be completely absurd, and maybe you weren't. I don't know.
Well, no, I was expecting that. It's just, I don't know. I really like that sort of wordplay kind of humor.
I've seen the name, The Lost Skeleton of Cadavera, but what is it?
It's a spoof of, like, crappy 50s science fiction movies.
Yeah. Huh.
We have
when
it here.
When was it made?
Fairly recently.
Yeah. We have it here if you want to legally watch it.
Actually, we do still have it here for legal watching.
Yeah.
after it leaves, we have other ways in which...
We use our imaginations to replay it in our minds.
Yes.
Really? And that's what you want me to watch?
it's
I just want to watch you sit there thinking about the movie for 90 minutes.
We could just do a couple quotes at you.
Okay.
That's how everyone watches Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It's true. I really wish they'd stop watching it.
Corn OK says, I sent this in during the last radio show, but it was toward the end. Sorry if it's a repeat. On the battle screen, there is a space between the item drop-down and the use item button, but no space between the skill drop-down and that button. Huh. Okay. Well, I'll put a space in a skill one, then. Use a skill. And use that.
Zook says, how is today's moon configuration even possible? I guess you're referring to yesterday, and since I can't remember anything that's happened in the last, like, 2 hours.
It was in the middle again yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was the same.
I mean, people have basically determined that it's impossible. Like, I mean, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. The combination, or the sequence of moons repeats maybe twice per year.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to give you the exact numbers because you can just reverse engineer the numbers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, about twice a year. It's that complicated, folks. We made something that you're never going to figure out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Probably.
It's actually, there's probably somebody who was, like, taking a screenshot every day could extrapolate it based on what's already been seen.
Maybe.
I don't know. Ben Mears says, what's your opinion on people who create accounts, ascend them hardcore, and leave them at level 1 with their stones broken so that people can use them as a source for flowers? It's nice to have an easy way to get flowers, but it seems kind of lame. Yeah, it is kind of lame. I mean, it's basically
The problem with that is eventually you're going to go above rank 60, and you're never, and then you can't get flowers from them anymore. So I think that's a problem that just isn't that big of a deal.
But then, I mean, won't somebody keep somebody specifically at a rank? I mean,
you know, everybody really do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of felt that, I don't know. I guess I don't really understand the way, like, because, I mean, the rank system is based on, like, chess rankings. And I guess I don't understand how to do, I don't know, man. Like, all the PvP discussion is just like, rank is broken, rank is broken, rank is broken, right? And I don't understand how to create a PvP system that is not exploitable to fuck somebody over, because
in one way,
in my mind, PvP is exploiting something to fuck other people over. Just the essence of PvP.
The thing is that in hardcore, it's basically a diamonds game, because it's the cheapest way to get booze whenever you have few bank skills. Because you get a bartender and you can make 10 or 13 shots of flower schnapps a day. And they're not the best booze, but they fill you up and they give you a stat boost, so.
Yeah.
And so basically, it's just people think that, you know, rank is broken because they're not playing a PvP game, they're playing a diamond game. So a PvP game is a club game.
But, no, the thing is, I mean, I guess the point that even the clubs make about rank is that it's possible to just
level camp?
Yeah. Like, and the thing is, if you don't care about rank, then sure, rank is not going to work as a deterrent to keep you from, I mean, if you don't care what your chess ranking is,
yeah,
you could rank camp a fucking chess tournament, you know? And to me, it's like,
I don't think that there's a way to please everyone.
No, but the thing is, to me, rank camping is exactly the kind of thing a club wants to do. So
yeah,
there's, you know, if you prevent that, if you make the game, if you make PvP fair and make it impossible to, like, be a douchebag to other people, then it's not PvP.
Yeah.
You know, I just
DVD, diamond versus diamond.
Well, I mean, there are, I see it as there being two different types of clubs. There's the clubs that want to fuck the other people, and there's clubs that want
to fuck,
like, no, okay, there are three kinds of clubs. And the other one is the people that, like, that want, like Marquis de Queensberry rules and, like, fair duels and things. But
meetings held by Robert's Rules of Order.
Yeah, I don't think we can provide for all three of those kinds of clubs.
Yeah,
certainly not for the second
fuckers,
one. Yeah.
I think we should try to increase the market share of the clit fuckers.
Yeah.
Jolene says, Rafflebot has been down for a long time, and I only managed to discover it about a week before it went down. Since you coded a replacement for the coin flip rock, paper, scissor games, will you ever consider coding a Rafflebot?
No, the MMG takes care of the most popular function that Rafflebot ever did.
Yeah, I'm not sure that did people ever actually use the raffle function?
I don't think it actually did raffles.
I think it did.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I only ever saw it advertised, the coin flip game and the rock paper scissors.
Yeah, but no, I'm pretty sure it actually did raffles, but they weren't, they just didn't get nearly as much attention as the coin flip game.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want player run raffles in the game.
I really would prefer that no one run a raffle ever, but we can't help but stop it.
Yeah.
It seems that, like, there are people that can legitimately run raffles and gain enjoyment from it, and I don't really want to stop people from enjoying the game.
Yeah,
but it just seems like if I were a new player, and, you know, I'm obviously a typical player of the game, being what I do for a living. But pass my bullshit. I'm just saying that, like, raffles just don't seem like it's a good idea to participate in them.
Oh, no. I mean, player run ones that you have no way of knowing whether they're legitimate or not, especially. I mean, I think
that they've, like, assuaged it a little bit by running the anti-raffles.
I don't really understand what
that
is. The anti-raffles is basically a raffle, but the ticket is something that's, useful and is sold at a fair price.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's basically sort of a way to increase traffic to your mall store.
Okay, so it's like if you buy this Disco Bandit drink from me, and is it maybe slightly more than a competitive price or at a competitive price?
I don't know exactly how it works.
I mean, okay, so it seems like the anti-raffle is sort of equivalent to just randomly giving things away.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason people want to do raffles is so they make more meat than the item that they're giving away is worth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point of a raffle. Like, raffles are fundraisers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that it's a good idea for us to set up a way for individual players to run fundraisers for themselves.
Yeah.
You know? I
think that it's sort of a buyer beware situation, really. Yeah. I don't really want to support it, but it seems that there are people who are doing it legitimately and are having fun.
Yeah.
Doing it. I suppose
that, like, if Bashy did a raffle, people could participate in the raffle and trust that he was probably gonna take care of them. And you know, I mean, we can't code the sort of trust and prestige that a trustworthy and prestigious person is going to acquire just by being trustworthy and prestigious. I mean,
prestigious doesn't sound like a word anymore.
That would be a giant, giant hassle.
To code that?
To code such that people could do their own raffles. I mean, because... I mean, no, I suppose it wouldn't be real. I mean, I wouldn't be as long as we didn't want, like, a physical raffle ticket.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's satisfying without a physical raffle ticket item, even if you know that it's not anything real.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't... I don't know.
The meat paste or something.
Yeah. But...
I'm making juice that there's a wiki entry on the anti-raffle, which I have no desire to look at right now.
Yeah.
Also, Inari points out that on Wikipedia it's spelled with an SC, but I'm going to leave it alone because I just don't want to have to deal with four people telling me four different things are right. Besides, Inari, you probably could have just gone to Wikipedia and edited it so you make it right. So, I mean, Wikipedia is not a credible source to me.
I mean,
it's okay, but...
Yeah, I trust Wikipedia about things that don't matter. I mean, I wouldn't use it, like, if I was determining whether or not to get surgery. I wouldn't trust Wikipedia's advice, but if I'm trying to figure out when Abe Vigoda was born, I'm just assuming there's no reason they would lie to me.
Exactly.
I trust Encyclopedia completely.
Abe Vigoda was born 500 years from now. That's why his death
why he's so
sites
short.
Are still... Radio ANJ says, I've got a spooky hockey mask equipped for +3 spooky damage, but I'm only getting +1 spooky damage in the crypt. Does this have to do with the monsters I fight or my other equipment? It's the monsters. Any spooky damage done unto a monster who is spooky is going to be reduced to 1. So since you're trying to do 3 spooky, I mean, if you had 2 spooky hockey masks on, if you had the, you know, the
the two-faced skill,
yeah, the bifurcated head, then it would still be 1, even though you had +6. Vicky says, so where was the Leet Nebula? It was at, like, Azimuth 31337 or something.
Yeah,
Azimuth 1337, altitude 23.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, it was due to the way that I coded the observatory, it was impossible to find. There was just no way for you to find it.
Yeah.
It was just there as a test thing.
Yeah. Mostly hot stuff being a jackass. We were testing to see how much of a jackass he would be in. He's got a little work to go.
O'Grady says, why can't you equip both a cerebral crossbow and an icicle? Because one's ranged and one's melee?
Yeah.
And you get cerebral crossbow one-handed?
Yeah.
Oh.
You reload it with your mind.
Oh, that's cool.
It fires bolts of pure higher thought and forged from the iron of irony.
Also, is the meat in KOL the same as the meat products in Invader Zim? Paper towels? That would explain why it doesn't rot while sitting in a heap on your front lawn.
You don't keep meat on your front lawn. People could steal it.
Yeah. So somebody drove by here yesterday when I was out trying to fix the garage door. We had a cool little catastrophe with the garage door at the office yesterday. Somebody had moved.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I know. Somebody had put some of those plastic shelves out there.
Oh, you tried to open up door number one?
They were too close to the door. It opened fine, and I didn't notice it, but it lodged in there such that when it closed, it, like, popped the garage door off the track, and it went all cockeyed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was cool. And anyway, I fixed it, and I was standing out there, and this guy drove up, and he was like, weird question for you, brah. Do you want to buy some steaks?
Dude, I had someone on the middle of the street ask me that question. And never buy steak from a truck, kid.
Like here?
Yeah, here.
I think it's probably the same dude. Like, they just drive around neighborhoods with, like, coolers in the back of their truck asking people if they want to buy fucking steaks.
Yeah, don't ever buy steak from the back of a truck. You can't trust that the person who's cutting them is observing any of the food safety rules that should be. Sorry, I got possessed by this.
You can't even trust that it came from a cow.
It's like they'll use the same knives to cut up a chicken, and then you got chicken juice all up in your shit.
They may just be trying to dispose of a body.
Yeah. That's not cow.
Isn't that how you make chicken bled steak? You know, it's like chicken fried steak, except it's just infused with chicken blood.
I don't think the chicken blood would get quite hot enough to fry chicken.
It's for the discriminating voodoo gourmet.
I think we can leave the chicken blood in moose. Oh, it's chicken liver. Sorry.
Vicky says, considering that RKOL has its own outfit, chat channel, and food item, as well as multiple shows with the creator of the game, is it really an unofficial station anymore? Yes, it is. As long as it is illegal, it is unofficial. Just saying. You know,
I mean, no, it's not.
What?
I don't know.
It's not official. Bunya Bandler says, why does having either Ronald or Grimace full only double the amount of HP/MP gained from resting? It should work for all HP/MP gains.
That would
I feel like that would make it so
stat days were just so much more important.
Yeah, and ascenders would really, I mean, it would the times everyone would just sit there. And ascensions would only happen during periods of time when Grimace was going to be, or when Ronald was going to be full rest. Yeah. Bunya Bandler says, and you could say that Saw Spheres block the moon's rays, and therefore Stasis wouldn't become super overpowered.
I doubt that would help.
Yeah. Also, why is Hellbroth consumable, but the other noodleless reagent dishes not? I don't know. Because you can drink broth, but you can't eat cheese sauce just by itself. You can, I guess. You could just drink gravy.
Cheese soup.
I've always kind of wanted just a big mug of that gravy that they put on chicken tikka masala in Indian restaurants.
Huh.
That's good stuff, man.
I always wanted to make gravy with like cornstarch or arrowroot, so it would be clear.
Crystal gravy.
Yeah. I don't know how it tastes, but it'd be clear. I think being clear is half the battle.
Yeah.
Bunny Andler asks if we can make clicking the KWE announcer's name take you to John Wilkes' booth.
I'd have to mess with that in a way that I don't feel like messing with it.
Yeah, it's not that important.
I could, like, give it a negative 2, and whenever show player loaded a negative 2, it took you to John Wilkes' booth. But, meh. I don't care.
You could,
I mean, I don't know why you want to go. I guess you'd want to go there to look at the fight card?
Maybe.
You could register it as an account, and then...
It's already on the blacklist.
Oh, okay.
The Gunrun asks a bunch of questions. Do you guys ride roller coasters a lot? No.
I don't ride roller coasters, Alan.
I enjoy roller coasters, but I haven't been on one in a long time.
I heard that your love was like a roller coaster, but I don't want to ride.
I kind of like that song, actually.
Yeah, I like that song, too.
Is Asymmetric Publications ready for a terrorist attack? Do you have a plan set up in case terrorists fly a plane into the building? I think my plan would probably be to just be crushed and burst into flames.
Yeah, dying would be right at the top of my list. I
think catching the plane and then throwing it at the neighbors would be mine.
good luck with that.
I'm in training.
Zeno has been pushing for the backyard official company anti-aircraft flat cannon for a long time, but
just not that the airplanes are especially bothersome, but I just want a flat cannon.
Yeah.
I just played a lot of Red Alert 2, and I'm like, at least I have job. Because the guy is carrying around the flat cannon.
We could make, like, a PVC potato gun, except make it sized for watermelons.
Well, the thing is, it wouldn't be flat, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not sure, like, maybe...
We could load the watermelons with firecrackers.
Firecrackers, yeah, and
we'd probably catch a lot of flack if we tried to fake that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't cut us any slack.
God.
Remember that Mars Attacks movie where they were all dak, dak, dak?
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Especially the weird female Martian that moved all strange.
I don't remember a lot about that movie. I remember that everyone was in it.
Yeah.
The Gunrun is apparently confused with the J&S show here.
What's your favorite USB device? I would say my iPod. That counts as a USB device.
I think the thing underneath my laptop that it's like external laptop fans.
I think the USB cable that powers my heart is my favorite.
I made all the employees get Harkonnen-style heart plugs installed when they started working here.
So you get pissed at us, you just pop them off. You know, I bought that DVD, but I haven't watched it yet.
What, Dune?
Yeah. It's got, like, both cuts, I think.
Yeah. The Gunrun asks, when was the last time you committed a crime? When I was driving around today, I think I sped a little.
I drove with an open beer last night. That doesn't count, though.
I'm on advice from legal counsel, I'm going to refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
What? When did you get real life macros?
Real life macros.
Yeah, I have a macro of that. So for when people ask me questions in chat.
Huh. Interesting. All right, so I'm going to play, Rock Lobster from Family Guy, and then three Offspring songs.
Ultimate Rawness says, do you have flood insurance in the desert?
Huh. Yeah, we could maybe get sandworm insurance.
Sandworm insurance. Yeah, it kind of sucks having to, like, stumble across the backyard all irregular so the worm doesn't detect us.
I had to squeeze that in before the music break because it was so funny.
We need to install thumpers.
Thumpers,
house.
Like
they have flowers, it would fit right in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get it? Flower, thumper. They have Bambi's.
Okay.
Bambi's mom. I don't remember any other characters from Bambi's name.
I don't think I ever saw.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw Bambi either.
Yeah, I don't think I did either. At least, not that I recall. I might have seen it as a little kid.
Fusella then points out that anti-raffle tickets usually cost less than the item normally would in the mall, and they're just kind of a fancy way to randomly give stuff away. He didn't say fancy. I said fancy, because I'm a fancy lad. All right, music.
Muzak. We like the Muzak.
Cleveland, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster. Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my check in the worst kind of way. She sits on her ass, he works his head to the bone to give her money every payday. But she wants more dinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay you.
That's something everyone can enjoy.
Born to believe in love and glory.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So does he fake? Fire, great! You 14s, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's playing too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's a deep touch of the crap.
Cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Don't be fake. Play us right. You know he really doesn't care anyway. Gotta play that field. Keep it real. For you know me. For you know me. So if you know great, just overcome and say. At least you know you can always go on regulate. The world needs wannabes. The world loves the wannabes. So
hey, everybody, we're back, and we're getting ready to do that brand new thing. That was a brand new thing Zeno just made up.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever done that before.
Nope.
It's nuts.
It sounded like a cowbell.
XYM says, hey, Jake, any progress on the whole balanced diet idea?
Eh. We got other things in our proverbial pipe.
Yeah.
But not in our proverbial ass pipe.
Let's keep that proverbial.
Indeed.
Almighty Smalla says, will blatantly Canadian ever get a multiple use function, or can we Canadians just not be expected to keep track of more than one bottle at a time? It has been multi usable for months.
Yeah, but every time I go and look, that question gets asked.
I don't know why this keeps coming up. Like, I guess...
maybe you don't know what numbers mean.
I mean, is it not multi-usable on live servers?
I pushed that code a zillion times when we were working on the Astral Azure stuff.
I mean,
is it marked multi-usable?
Yeah.
Weird. Maybe, like, the code isn't multi-usable or some shit?
Oh, man, Turtleface McGee is gone. I don't have any multis anymore.
Some kind of multi-list loser.
Yeah. Oh,
no, according to the code, it is completely multi-usable.
Yeah, and so I...
go eat a bag of dicks. Don't actually go and eat a bag of
don't
dicks.
It's
not very tasty.
Pastorama says, since buffs are now shrug-offable, could the SGEEA Uneffect page show shrug-off links for those buffs?
I think we should just leave it, like, without them, so that way we can trick people into using their SGEEQs. Can be mean.
001 says, hey guys, what would everybody on the asymmetric team's job titles be? I am, HMFIC.
I'm probably like the junior coder or something.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, writing sidekick.
Scully's trusted lieutenant.
Yes, that's it.
So you two have, like, actual quote-unquote job titles. We're just sort of here.
Well, we haven't ever made you guys business cards, so
we'll have to do it. I want business cards, by the way.
No, yeah, we're gonna get new ones, because everybody hates my logo. Fuckers.
I don't hate it. I just think it's different than what I would have imagined.
Yeah, well.
It's your company. You can make the logo whatever the fuck you want.
Damn right. It am, and I can.
Bashy.
Kitau Dark says, if a no-path run gets their drunkenness raised from 15 to 20, why doesn't a Boostafarian get raised to 25, since you can't eat? It does for fullness on teetotaler.
No. What?
No, it doesn't.
Liar.
Yeah, you are a liar! Punk27 says, can you make a clan option where you can choose if you want to see clan warfare battles on the boards? That will change soon-ish.
Probably.
The Nice One says, would you mind if I sent you $10 in Canadian pennies? That would be kind of annoying.
Yeah. You probably have to pay more than $10 for postage.
Yeah. Barstool says, is the Degrassi Knoll shopping list just going to sit in our inventories for all eternity? Isn't it a quest item?
Yeah.
I mean, so it'll go away when you ascend.
Ascend more! More!
Orbrisa says, make it so the quest notes don't silently truncate when using the slash notes command or when saving, please.
I think that's happening whenever you hit the character limit.
Yeah, but I mean, you shouldn't be able to.
If you use the notes command and you're already close to the character limit, it's going to truncate the notes that you add.
Right. Well, right. Yeah.
So I think that's what he or she is referring to.
Wait, is it? Because the database doesn't actually truncate it. I think it only should get truncated when you save.
But I think it's one of those text boxes that has the JavaScript that says, like, this can only be this many characters long.
Yeah, but using the slash notes command doesn't affect that.
I think I may have actually changed it to do that.
Okay.
Like, when it first went in.
Well, it shouldn't be able to truncate. You won't lose anything that you can see that you've typed into the chat if your quest notes aren't just gigantic. I don't know how big we're...
We're limiting them to 5,000 characters right now, same as KML's.
Huh. That's a lot. That's a lot of notes. I mean, as few people as are probably going to use that, and as you know, relatively infrequently as that table's up there.
And honestly, the amount of information that you could possibly put in your quest notes about the game is probably pretty small.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you wrote down every recipe.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you'd want to just consider long term storage for like your shopping lists or your blacklists or your friends lists.
Ocean Ray.
Or your lists of lists.
Ocean Ray, who is Jean Ray's brother, says, is the new quest finished as is, or is there more to it that has yet to be revealed? Thanks for your time. I think everybody's found everything.
Yeah.
Punk27 says, instead of nerfing the auto-sell price of gift shop items in the facsimile dictionary, why don't you just mark those things as unpullable? Huh. That's actually...
Yeah.
That's actually a better way of... doing that.
Like the facsimile dictionary, I don't know how we deal with that. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, but I mean...
That could be solved by making it a quest item.
Yeah, but if it's a quest... I mean, people like to collect them, and... Yeah, I mean, we could. That's actually... Maybe
like, when we nerf gift items, the facsimile dictionary is going to be become the de facto...
Yeah, I know. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Make it unpullable. I mean, yeah. Make it something that... I was thinking about making it something that you could only use once per run.
You can only find someone to sell it once per run?
Yeah, which would have solved that, or I mean, you know...
Yeah, that makes that auto-sell page a little
personally, I don't really have a problem with facsimile dictionaries being pulled as is, because to get one, that means you have to do an entire ascension to get it, and do that ascension without the benefit of the meat from it.
Yeah, well, in softcore, it's not that much meat, though.
But I mean, the thing is, it's just going to make it so... I don't know.
It'll either get farmed, or...
Yeah, I mean, people will make multis, you know, to get up to that level and send it down. I mean...
We can make them untradeable. I mean,
The suggestion here is that you just can't pull it. And that is actually pretty...
It's kind of hard to justify narratively, though.
No, not really.
If we didn't try, we wouldn't have to.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, everything else that has a greater than 1,000 autocell, we can just easily reset the autocell to 1,000, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it sells for 4,000 and has an autocell of 2,000...
Which we can do that now.
We can just easily make it less than 1,000. That's,
I think that when we nerf gift shop items, we should provide an amnesty period before we do it.
Well, right, the amnesty period was going to be the period of time between the announcement. But the thing is, we don't have to nerf them if we just make it so you can't pull them.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's fine. You know, that way nobody loses anything, because they can't always get the meat back that they would have been able to pull. They just can't get it as a pull. And so...
Okay, I mean, that makes sense, yeah.
It'll require another item table thing, but that's not a big deal. A new checkbox in the
screen. Yeah, or just a list of item IDs and hacks. I know. Xenophobe hates stuff like that.
Yeah, I find it, and I make it not so.
Yeah. It's better to have it in the spindler so that we can easily make new ones do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see.
So, see?
Yeah, I made up this funny joke. Hey, Muggsy, what's the dyslexic kid's favorite piece of playground equipment? It's the saw, see? Because I was sawing something. I think that I shall never see a seesaw lovely as a saw.
See?
That doesn't rhyme.
Neither does your face.
My face rhymes with mace.
Ah, pepper!
El Nelsono says, "Dear Jake, is your homepage KOL, or do you have Urban Dictionary so you can check everything to see what they really mean?" My homepage is my Google customized homepage, actually, all the time.
Yeah, the homepage on my work computer is our KOL.
I just use the whatever the default Firefox Google page is. I never stay there for any length of time.
This is 10 dozen minutes of our inane browsing.
We're all just like typing and shit. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Jake is actually wearing boxing gloves, kids. It's pretty amazing.
How does he type with those on?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Let's see here. Jeb 09 says, "Make gifts bets default to from Hank's Wall and Hardcore and Run." And I think it already does that. If it doesn't, okay.
Magnus Inish says, "So with the new alcohol entering, would it be possible to add mead, like royal jelly plus fermenting powder with spices for advanced spiced mead? Royal jelly isn't honey."
It's like not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bee vomit, basically.
It isn't what? And since when are we close enough you call me honey? Funny joke. Johnny Extreme says, "Hey guys, can there be a Clash reference in Whitey's Grove? That way if we want to, we can riot." I don't get that reference.
Me either. Is that like a Quiet Riot?
Tater's Choice said, "Hey, Jake, I sent the pictures to that one email account, the right one, so I could get it on the pictures page, but it's not there. How long does it take?" I have no idea. I have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I don't remember who does it now.
Jeffrey Duke says, "Hey again, guys. I was wondering if the item description for Around the World was in reference to the Daft Punk song. You mean the item description that starts out, 'Some Daft Punk has made this drink'?"
Yeah,
No, it's not. What Daft Punk song?
Who?
Exactly.
Tater's Choice also asked if familiar means something. Is there some kind of definition that no one knows about familiar? Well, maybe there's some sort of definition of familiar that no one other than, like, Dungeons & Dragons nerds know.
Yeah. Basically, it means pet.
Well, and, like, I think it started with, like, witches and, like, Salem witch whatever familiar's black cats thing is the origin of it. Well, I mean, origin of that usage. I don't know if
I don't think it's
really, I don't know the etymology or anything.
Pat McCrotch says, "What kind of diamonds have a golden glow? Diamonds that are in a bag made out of soul."
Or a brick house.
And why wouldn't Ringo say, "Are those what I think those are," instead of "Is that what I think it is?"
Because he was referring to the entire case. I don't know.
Kufu says, "How about a special use text for doing a skill 9 times? I can do it. I can do it 9 times." That's pretty funny. Yeah. Vosh Arion asks if any of us have played Ico for the PS2.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Is that the one where I got to lead the dumb bitch around?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to play that and I got tired of leading the dumb bitch around.
To xenophobe, all women are dumb bitches.
Yeah. And you have to lead them around.
By the nose, or you drag them by the hair into your cave.
Yeah. I have a big club.
Tater's Choice says, "How do you feel about ebaumsworld.com? I think it's media for the dumbasses." I mean, I just think that they steal everything and don't give credit to the people who created it. So.
Try ebaumsworldsucks.com for more information.
Yeah.
About why you should never go to ebaumsworld.
I mean, I'm all about people making money on the internet, you know, obviously, but
I don't agree with the way
prefer
they do
some
it.
Integrity.
Yeah.
We're integral.
By the way, says Quietest, "I love the homeopathic healing powder. It's great to see some Penn and Teller references in the game. At least I'm assuming it's one."
It is.
Did you write that? Flip says, "It seems today is still a muscle day, despite the moons. I thought the whole point was to make those less regular." No, because we pretty much came to the conclusion that we can't fuck with the stat days without being strung up.
Yeah, we tried it a lot of different ways, and it was making either, like, stat or things were all three, the moons were both full, making it all three stat days. Or
I like the one that ended up with, like, 8 moxie days in a row.
Yeah. That we just, every KOL year, all the Moxie days were just exactly the same. Chunk. Yeah.
You got a problem with your engine?
What's the matter, you says? We had to ascend to see the then new tavern content. Really? We didn't give people the opportunity to reset that?
No.
Huh. Tater's Choice needs TP for his bunghole. You should try the lobby.
Yeah. I need a TP for my portfolio myself.
A Naked Jew says, so is the Mini Moon a piece of the Comet or a piece of Grimace?
I believe it is a piece of Grimace. That is my guess.
Yeah, I think that's...
Or were we actually answering it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's totally a piece of Grimace.
Okay.
I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, is there need for
you read the question out.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping for some smart ass.
Oh, okay.
You guys really let me down. Mellowcork says, have any of you ever played Star Tropics?
Oh, yeah. I love me the fuck out of some Star Tropics.
Really? Was that a good game?
I enjoy... See, the thing is I was like 8 or 9 when I first played it. And spoilers for those of you who have never played it. I'm sure you never will. But basically, the game came with a feelie. It had a little note from your father inside of the box. And a part of the game required you to run that note underwater to reveal a hint, a hint from how to get past part of the game. And it's just like being 8 years old and that happening just freaked me the fuck out and made me love the shit out of the game.
Huh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So I have a soft spot for Star Tropics. There's Star Tropics references in the game. I've dropped them in wherever I can. There aren't many, though.
Just Happy to Be Here says, my friend says that if a man makes love to another man face-to-face, it's not gay. It's only gay from the back. And if nobody comes, then it's actually Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
What?
That's it.
Wow.
Do we need to play King Missile's Gay Not Gay again?
Yeah, I think you should play that on the outro.
It's so long, though. One Ton Tomato says, Nintendo announced the pricing of legacy games at between $5 and $12.50.
Those are for games that use the NES and SNES engine but aren't like actual retro games. They're like new games with those engines.
Huh.
So they haven't actually announced the price point for the old games yet.
Huh.
But new code...
Well, I can't imagine it'll be more than that.
No, I'm pretty sure it won't.
Pissed off about that name.
I've come to terms with the fact that it's a silly name, and I'm still going to buy one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm never going to call it that.
I'm going to call it that because that's its name, but...
If you wanted to plug one into another to do some crazy multiplayer, would you invite your friends over for some wee-wee action?
Well, no, you'd probably invite them over to play Nintendo.
Yeah.
Can you even plug them in, you know, so I can ruin your joke? I'm pretty good at ruining jokes.
Blockwabat says, coconut shell, plus one damage absorption? Should it be plus 10 or something else vaguely useful? No, it's just a joke.
We did that because we needed to give all equipment that wasn't sold in an NPC store an enchantment. And those were just the ultra-shitty enchantments that Hot Stuff chose. But I imagine that one plus one cold damage is less than, like, nothing, or more than nothing.
XYM says, don't worry, Jake. I've been playing for a year and a half, and I rest all the time. Good. Inari says, I'm playing Legend of Zelda, the Minish Cap, and I'm short one key for the Swamp Dungeon. Where the heck is it?
I played it,
but I don't remember it that well.
You know, I played it, I think, and I could not beat the last boss. And I put it down and never picked it up again.
Really? I beat the last boss, but it took me several tries, as I remember.
I
ended up having to look up on GameFAQs, find like a boss fact. And
see, I think I figured out how to beat it. I just couldn't actually do it. Like, really? I wasn't good enough. You know what happened to me last night? Okay, I got to the boss of World 6 on New Super Mario Brothers, and I got it stuck in some kind of weird bug loop that just made it completely unbeatable.
Weird.
Were you like a
mini Mario?
No. Hmm. I ended up running out of time. I was like, I don't understand what the fuck. Like, I went up, like, have you gotten to the point?
I have not played World 6. I used the warp cannon to go to World 8.
Oh.
I haven't played it much since, like, the first week after I got it.
Every time I poop, I play a couple levels. So, I mean, after, like, a month, I'm going to make it through the game, you know? Like, so I'm almost there. I'm, like, in World 8, just going straight through. I only ever found my way to one of the cannons.
Yeah, I figured out how to get to the one in the first world.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Oh, shit. What was it? It was in the first cat. You know, more spoilers for those of you who have playing this. Have been playing
in the first games. Like tower.
First tower. There's the room with all like the single room that has all the shifting in and out little columns.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a coin in there. If you jump up to the top right, you can go through the wall.
Huh.
Hmm. And if you're Shell Mario, you can. There's like some blocks on the ground that you have to like smash around when you're Shell Mario.
Huh.
So, and once you do that, you can go out of...
That's right. I've only ever actually gotten the Shell Mario thing, like, once.
You can get them from the floaty blocks sometimes.
Yeah.
Of course, that's how you have to get the tiny mushrooms, too.
Anyways, this, the World 6 boss is this weird, like, tank thing, right? And the way that it works, the way that it happened today, is, like, this little, like, one of those little mole things pops out of the tank, you jump on his head and hurt him, then another layer pops up on top of the tank with another gun on it,
yeah.
You avoid that for a while, and then the same thing happens, and then a third layer pops up, same thing, except you have to, like, hit him with bombs that he throws at you or whatever, but when I went in there the first time, he popped out of the tank, and I hit him with a bunch of fireballs, he went back into the tank and never came back out, no matter what happened. It was just this weird bug that just made it so, like, the fight ended because time ran out.
Like, the fireballs weren't hurting him?
I don't know. The fireballs did hurt him. It did the damage thing.
Well, then, did you keep throwing the fireballs at him?
He goes inside the tank. You can't hit him. He's invulnerable most of the time when the tank is moving around, right? But today, he just popped out of the tank. The tank would, like, move around for a while, then stop, and he pops out. And that's what happened every single time, except the first time he never came out.
Weird.
I don't know if, like...
Maybe it's just the bug in the game.
It's the first time I ever encountered, like, a bug like that in a Nintendo game. You know, like, it's...
Well, but it's bound to happen someday.
Aralis says, you don't need a grease monkey script to highlight your name in chat. It can be done in your account menu. I don't think that feature actually is there.
But it can highlight your name whenever you say something, but not when someone else says your name.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which is what that guy was saying. Or girl, I have no idea. I forgot who said it.
Inari says she can help me drop penis path with a well-sharpened meat cleaver. You know, if that was going to happen, I'd really prefer a scalpel, I think. But,
like,
you know,
some anesthesia.
Really, I would prefer for that not to happen. Blockwabat says, by the way, I'm really glad you guys made the Spanish Fly stuff non-tradable, like with the Vampire Hearts. Fuck you, Maul. Yeah, fuck you, Maul.
Fuck you, Darth. Oh, never mind.
Darth Maul. Binary Star says, why isn't fertilizer a quest item, you schmuck?
Because fertilizer should be available to everyone.
It will be a quest item, and we need to change the way that
yeah, there's a little bit of a bug with it. It makes it so you can only get one per ascension, I think, is it?
It's not a bug. I mean, I made it so you can only get one per ascension, but I kind of wasn't thinking about the ghoul at the time.
Well, I think if you... Well, I don't remember how it works. I don't pay attention very much.
Vash Orion says, Xenophobe, when you fell onto the keyboard and entered that unlikely key combination, did you gain superpowers and go absolutely insane?
No.
That
only happens in the 90s.
You accidentally entered the, like, name of God that they were looking for in Pi, and it gave you a... Yeah.
Damn it, my Game Boy's out of battery.
Duffield says, Wikipedia says it's CAPISCE. JebDM09 says it's KUHPIESCHE.
Huh.
Gorblack says, I semand that swashbuckling pants and miner's pants should have separate images. Why? Swashbuckling and mining are the same thing. And also, what does semand mean?
The bonus is there. I don't want to read that one. Never mind. Let's see here.
Naked Jew says, the sequence of moon stuff repeats once per KOL year or once per real world year? He meant a real world year.
Twice per real world year. Let's see here.
Shaggy says, twice per year equals X number of days.
No. Not at all.
No. This says, yeah, the moons have been figured out. Huh. Hardcore Oxygenation forums. Whoa, no. The space, it burns us. Wow. Nuts. The top of this post looks exactly like the notebook that Hot Stuff and I were working on.
Oh, really?
The numbers are even the same.
PM me the link or something.
If you guys know where that Hardcore Oxygenation spoiler forum is, they've got the moon set up nailed.
Well, have we even given them enough data points to do that?
I mean, I figured that if somebody was paying enough attention that they probably would have figured it out. Yeah, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What form is it in? Gameplay and mechanics?
Oh, it is, here, I'll... Ah, damn it. I'll PM it to Ju. Sweet. Yep.
That's neat.
I'm so proud of our players. Not that this was, like, the trickiest thing in the world. Cadiff's Arrow says, I've been wondering, do you guys prefer PayPal donations or when players donate by mail? I can only assume that people sending you random shit eventually gets old. Your thoughts? I mean, PayPal donations go quicker and we don't have to actually interact with them at all because it's just automatically handled by the code, but I like getting the mail. I mean, I always handle all those personally, and if somebody actually writes me a note, I'll, like, respond, you know? So, I don't know. I wouldn't want everyone to... mail their donations, because then I would probably do nothing except open mail and, oh man, I don't have time to collect all my money. And you're real sympathetic, but, like, no, seriously. I mean, I feel like if all of the donations that came in were in the mail, that I would have to hire somebody to do that for me, and I like doing that, so I like the fact that not many people do it.
Yeah. They've got part of it nailed. They don't quite understand how it deals with stat-based stuff.
Yeah, they think... Yeah, their beliefs on what happens with stat-based... Maybe it should have.
Basically, you'd just be losing stat-based.
Yeah, but, hey, why not?
I mean,
you know what? It could also make new stat days if it was lit in front of a dark spot.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I don't know. I just feel like that.
I feel like that would be it'd get a little too erratic.
It would also just not happen as often as it ruins stat days.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. Because there's so many ways for it to fuck one up, and not enough
ways to.
Yeah. There's really per moon. There's one way for it to
help it, and
just like 8 or 10 ways for it to hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's cool. That makes me happy that people have figured that out. Eru10999 said, on the topic of PvP, how hard would it be to code a way for live PvP so that it can come down to an actual battle of skill capability versus a static stat contest? It wouldn't be hard, but it would be hard to make one that you couldn't fuck somebody over by just leaving if you were losing the fight. Like, that's the main reason we don't have any real-time player-to-player interactions.
It's also just a pain in the ass to code.
Yeah.
Because we have to use the Ajax and the Comet and the 409.
Yeah.
Ajax was the only real part of that, which is the sort of the buzzword that they've come up with for XML HTTP requests.
Oh.
It stands for A something JavaScript asynchronous JavaScript and XML. Although we don't use it for its XML power. We only use it for evil. And the chat.
JevDM09 says, why are raffles in stores allowed if send me meat for your ticket ones aren't? If one isn't legal, the other shouldn't be. We don't take any action against any raffles at all.
Yeah.
Except to tell people don't trust them because you can't.
Maybe moderators are.
I mean...
Directly control them.
I suppose that I would say, I would be behind the mods if they were to say, stop advertising your raffle in chat. Just because 99% of them are scams.
Yeah.
Karana says, sausage is basically lips and assholes. Thanks.
So are people. Mostly lips and assholes.
So was my prison experience.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Did you go to the metal clink?
I did.
The cops come and take your ass away?
I did. I was put in the metal clink. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime, or they will take your ass away and put you in the metal clink. That's what the album cover said for Mr. Magoo Goes to Jail.
I ordered that DVD, I'm the Daddy of Rock and Roll. I found that on eBay. It should be here before too long. It's got a full hour of Wesley Willis in it. It's going to rot my brain.
K-Swiss says, what is the greatest insult that anyone has ever insulted you with?
I don't know. I don't remember those sorts of things very well.
Nobody ever insults me because I'm so cool. Jeb DM09 says, custom name form that lets you rename your character? I hate the DM09 on my name, especially the 09. I don't know about that, man, because that then people would constantly be donating to pull, like, pranks. Like,
yeah.
You know, Bashy and Giggs would swap names.
So basically, the entire game would turn into the Something Awful form.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be, actually, for 20 Mr. Accessories, you get a form that lets you change someone else's name, so they can just never log on again.
And then for 50 Mr. A's, you can change your own name back. Isn't it more expensive on the Something Awful forms to change your own avatar than it is to change someone else's?
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
Zalan says, about that evocation line skill, though, the mist classes are the one class that don't need MP help with MMJs. MMJs fix everything when it comes to casting buffs. If the skill was permeable and not Organ of Steel, though, that'd be a help. Well, yeah, that is what it would be. Nico Chen 314 says, what is best in life? I don't know. Let me ask the filing cabinet. To contain things. To be lockable.
And to hear the lamentations of their women.
Yes.
The third one's always the same.
Yep.
Ben Mir says, happy 1 year anniversary of Ascension to everyone listening.
Woo!
Yay, meaningless points in time.
Moth says, a bumpty frumpins? Wiggle? Oh, aye.
What?
Okay.
Huh.
Blah! 2000 says, how do you choose what references to put in what? We just write the content, and we come up with what we want to put in, and then we
make it so.
We think about whatever it makes us think about when we write it.
Yes. And then we type it. And then you see it.
Tater's Choice says, I played Legend of Zelda Minish Cap, and I ended up using a key for the wrong door, and I think I'm just screwed now. You know, I know that in A Link to the Past, there was a way to put the game in an unwinnable state by using a key in the wrong door.
Oh, really?
I don't remember.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. But you were just fucked. Like, you'd have to start over.
Was it in that goddamn ice temple?
I don't remember where it was.
I fucking hated that ice temple.
You know, I barely remember anything about that game. I played through it. I played it when it came out. And then I played through it again, like, probably 3 years later. Mm-hmm. And I haven't played it since I actually had a Super NES set up. Because I've never... when I have an actual console, I will play through a game.
Yeah.
But I just never do on an emulator. I never remember to bring it back up. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't, like, have, you know, the controller sitting in front of me or whatever. Like, I've tried to play Earthbound, like, 10 times, and I always forget about it. I think, last time, I made it, like, 2/3 of the way through it, but I don't remember anything about it. But if I were to try and play it again now, it'd be boring, because I've seen everything, you know? So, I don't know. Gorblack says, so there was a glitch that made the game logical?
What? Let's see here. And Sergeny says, do you all three of you do a Skype conference for the show, or are you all at the office? We're all at the office.
Yeah.
Nowadays, all of our radio shows, the JNS show and this one, are all done live with no studio audience here at the Asymmetric office.
Periodically, we have a studio audience of one or two or three people.
Yeah.
But,
not today.
Redundant Swami says, Jick, seeing as you've played through New Super Mario Brothers, do you have any tips on getting through 8-1? The last time I saved was before the first time I went into 8-1. That's, like, I beat that tank guy this morning, so I don't know. Criswell says, can we get a menu item for Beanstalk when you can access it? Thanks. Chuck Norris says, and now I'm just trying to get you to say my name on air. Way to go, Chuck Norris. I've heard that under your beard there is no actual chin, just another fist.
Well, I heard George Washington has, like, 30 dicks.
Yeah, me too, man. He once threw a knife into heaven.
What?
And he'll save children, but not British children.
Yeah.
You should send Zeno that link.
Okay.
Because it's funny.
I'm confused. It hurts to think. I'm going to write some code now.
Oodaluke says, actually, for muscle and miss days, the and minus days would balance.
What?
The moxie days would be borked, though. I don't know what that's in reference to. Was he the one who said something about the... Oodaluke. Find next, find previous, find next. No. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, man. Because, man, like, man, man. Oh, the plus and minus days would balance for muscle and mysticality days. Vorthok says, I'm enjoying the new combat text in the Friar's Cops. Thanks. Yeah, Mr. Skull, since he's been in the office... What did I say? Corpse?
You said cops. Isn't it copes?
Oh, I don't know. I always assumed it was cops.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to go to M-W and find out.
It's going to pop up.
Listening? It says cops.
Weird. That seems completely wrong to me.
That's only because it doesn't have any robbers in it. Oh,
that'd be a really boring, like, TV show.
Anyways, NSurgeMe says, should a percentage tax be put on Storm All items as a meat sink, or is it way too late to implement that? It's way too late to
implement I think people would... Although, you know, I've been saying that for the last year and a half, and if I had done it a year and a half ago, nobody would care now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
Did we skip the... Why were we talking about the cops? Copes?
Because I...
Oh, sorry. Vorthok says, I'm enjoying the new combat text there. Thanks. Yeah, Mr. Skullhead is... now that he lives here, he's in the office most days, and when there's nothing else to do, that's what he does, is he just adds extra combat. So he's basically going through all the monsters and making it so all of them have five or six attacks.
Oh, I think those specific ones got added because of the thing we're doing for Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah?
Because we're using, like, monster fight text for some of that, and so when we want to, like... use one of the monsters, but it's none of them in that area have very interesting fight text. He like adds it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Did you guys tell or does the public know about the cover your own ass stuff?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I don't know that. What Scully and Riff have been working on for the last week or so is we're going to Comic-Con. We're setting up a booth at San Diego Comic-Con this year, and as soon as we have any details, basically as soon as we find out our booth number, I'm going to put that on the front page that we're going to be at Comic-Con. So you'll be able to come to Comic-Con. If you're already going to Comic-Con, you'll be able to come see us. If you were on the fence, then maybe you'll decide to come see us and go to Comic-Con. Comic-Con is fucking fun. You should go if you're thinking about it.
Yeah. But you can keep your pitchforks and torches at home because I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. Yep. He's not going to grace us with his presence.
I'm probably going to go, like, on a road trip. So I might wait till you guys get back so someone can take care of my cat.
To Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm going to drive there.
A road trip to Hawaii?
Yeah. He's going to get him to build that bridge, finally.
Yeah,
so anyway, we're going to be at Comic-Con, and we're just kind of working on, like, you know, our giveaways or whatever. So we were trying to figure out, like, all right, what can we make that has the URL on it that people would, you know, find in their Comic-Con bag and not just throw away because it's in the mountains of other crap that you find and just throw away. And we were like, we got it! Books of matches! Nobody throws away books of matches because they're useful. You know, they just throw them in a drawer or whatever, and so then they'll see them years later. But it turns out you can't give away matches at Comic-Con, and you can't give away gum. So I'm guessing that...
And you can't give away guns either. So
yeah, I'm guessing that those policies were both born of the flaming gum shoe accident of
'04.
Yeah. Anyway, so we can't give away mesh. So what we decided to do was to make a little Kingdom of Loathing the home game. Like a little...
assuming you don't have a computer at home.
Yeah, or that you're too broke to play something that's free. It's like a little choose-your-own-adventure book, basically. But I don't know how little it is. It seems like it's getting kind of long. Yeah. It's sort of fairly elaborate. I mean, it's a choose-your-own-adventure game with what? Like probably 100 sections?
Not that many. We'll probably get to like... 60
sections. Yeah. So anyway, it's just going to be a little, you know, we're going to get it printed all cheap at Kinko's, and it'll just be like 8.5 by 11 folded over.
So you can get basically 4 pages of text to 1 piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, if it ends up costing any amount of money at all to get the cover on, like, glossy paper, then I'll probably just have the cover on flat paper, too, because, I mean, this is something that we're going to have to print, like, 5,000 of
yeah.
to be able to put it on the, like, freebies table, so... Yeah, so that's what they've been working on, is that choose your own adventure. And I would imagine that if we have a lot of them left, we'll just start throwing them in with merchandise orders.
Yeah. I kind of want to make an HTML version, but we'll see.
We could give them out at a comic, not at KOLCon.
KOLCon 3. KOLCon 3. JeffDMO9 says, you can remove the limit on the chat text box with a Firefox extension and super spam. You can't super spam. I mean,
you can get 50 more characters that way.
Yeah.
And then you're basically just sort of screwing yourself out of extra chat effects. So.
Duffield asks what our mic/Skype setup is like. Are each of you running Skype on separate computers, or do you have one computer running Skype and everyone's mic plugs into that? We don't use Skype at all. I'm just running the broadcasting software on my computer, and we've got a cable running across into the room where Xenophobe and Riff are with a bunch of splitters with their mics plugged into it.
Yeah. It's kind of a janked up.
It is. I mean, it wouldn't be janked up if it wasn't possible to trip over the cord. Like, if we just got a longer cord and stapled it to the ceiling, yeah, it would be fine. No one would ever notice. It would just always work.
You should do that, because then I could steal that other cord and run it from the TV to the treadmill.
What's that for?
So that I can watch movies while I'm on the treadmill without having to turn the volume up to, like, 80.
Oh, right.
Or you just buy another cord.
Yeah.
KOL and World of Warcraft are not enough treadmill for Riff, so.
Yeah, needed some extra.
Vlad, Slam Stiff Slot says, oh, Xeno mentioned feelies, so I was wondering how Riff's feelies were coming.
They have been on hold while I've been working on this event and the Comic-Con thing. After both those projects are done, I will be going back to that.
Weren't you going to initially sell them at KOLCon or something?
I don't know about initially. The current plan is that KOLCon will probably be the first release of them, and then subsequently to that, we'll take like pre-order lists and in the store, and I'll like every time we get like a dozen or two dozen orders, I'll make a pile of them and then send them out.
Yeah, make like a waiting list if people can just sign
yeah,
up. I think that's a pretty graceful way to do it rather than relying on. It's like I was playing with PayPal stuff, and it is really really hard to do limited runs of things with PayPal.
Like an inventory management thing. Yeah. I mean, it was always just like looking at that and thinking about the amount of work that it was going to take to do it.
If we had a real credit card merchant, it would be a little easier, but since that's not worth the initial outlay.
Yeah.
And all our money's tied up in PayPal anyway, so.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. Like, honestly, stuff does not come in fast enough that if we had a limited run of something and we checked twice a day to see if we had sold too many, that we wouldn't be able to deal with that, you know?
Yeah.
Or we just say, sorry, we ran out, and refund the last, you know, five people who bought it if we sold five too many or whatever. But, I mean, with the feelies, I feel like we could keep ordering and producing new ones. We're just not going to... I'm not going to have Riff sit there and make 1,000 of them, you know.
Even if you asked me, I wouldn't do it.
We have this policy where if I ask them to do something they don't want to do, they can tell me to fuck off, and then I'm just like, oh, okay. I'm going home, guys. Everyone wears the pants at Asymmetric.
It's usually a good thing, because I like wearing pants.
I'm asking Ensergni in whose hands we will be leaving you if Ensergni is close to ready. I'm not actually certain of Ensergni's gender, so I'm going to have to...
I don't remember.
Going to have to not use any gender-specific pronouns.
I gave your mom a gender-specific pronoun last night.
Uh-huh. JebDM09 says, if you use two of an item you only have one of, it makes the monster name/picture disappear. Oh, huh, that's, I will fix that right now.
Oh, yay, I don't have to do it.
One of us, one of us, one of us, one of...
Amplitude comments that, or says, next time he's in Phoenix, he'll get a mixer and mics and some mic stands from a musician's warehouse or something and set you all up with gear.
Yeah, it would actually be handy for this to have mic stands, because I would rather not have this fucking headset on all the time.
Yeah. Like having a nice, like, $50 mic would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, they make mics that'll sit up here and we can... The thing that I don't like about that when I did a radio show with Amp and when we went to Vermont was... And serving his mail, by the way. You have to stay close to the mic.
Yeah, you have to pretty much eat it. I mean, I've been a guest on iSpeculum's show before, and he's got that sort of setup.
Yeah.
It would be worth just having a mixer. Just the sort.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
So we can just, like, set it, like, right here in the middle of the cluster that we have and just run a cord to your desk and...
Yeah. And I don't know. It's like, I like to lean back in my chair, and mostly I just like to move around a lot, and that's kind of irritating, but I cannot stand listening to people in headphones that are in the same room as me, especially with this sound, because there's a little bit of a delay, and it's just like, it's nauseating to me, and... Yeah, I hated that when I was doing that radio show. Same thing when I would go on plane rides when I worked at the flight school, because, you know, you can't hear anything because the plane is so noisy, so you're sitting like 6 inches from somebody and talking to them through a radio, and it's like, I don't know. Also, the just abject terror of being in a tiny airplane, I'm sure, contributed to the freakiness of that, but, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Amp, when Amp gets here, he's gonna set our shit up something fierce.
Yeah, he'll be here for the next con. He can give us some advice on what to buy and where to buy and what not to buy.
All right, that thing with the fight text is good. There was another bug, actually, Zeno, which I was going to have you look at, that people are reporting. That something about the hobo. If certain things happen with the spirit hobo, then there's no line break.
Huh.
And I don't know, there's a forum thread about it. I don't know.
Oh, let's go dig it up at some point.
All right. Well, I'm going to. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a song.
Their song.
You know what I haven't heard in a long time, and I'm going to play is what do you call it? The Iron and Wine cover of that Postal Service song.
I don't remember.
That's a good song. All right. Good night, guys. I'll see you Monday. These kids will see you Thursday. And have a fantastic weekend.
And a happy new year.
Down now, but we'll stay. the wind goes down and this is guiding you. They will see us waving from such great height. Come down.